morning.
I'd like to call the meeting to order at 10 a.m. I'd also like to ask as courtesy to all that you ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and pagers. Each director received notice of this board meeting, and the public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Presiding Officer Dave Scott indicated that he would not be here for this meeting, and I'm Jean Kilgore, Assistant Presiding Officer. At this time, we've set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments here should fill out one of the cards provided at the reception's desk with your name and contact information on it. We have one card. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. That is not our requirement, it's state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provision of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at a public meeting and to provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matter which has not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide our public with an opportunity to speak, we request that each presentation be limited to 3 minutes. The first public speaker is, and perhaps our only, is Mary Helen Franco on the issue of Park Road 36, and she's representing the YMCA camp at Possum Kingdom.
Thank you. This is not anything on your agenda. Just want to give you awareness, and I know Phil and the guys up in the Upper Basin are very familiar with this. But the road that comes into YMCA Camp Grady Spruce, Park Road 36, has been under some discussion of who's responsible for it. I think the state has finally decided they're responsible for it, but they've decided to abandon that road. And so I just wanted to ask BRA to continue helping us get that road fixed up before they decide to abandon the road. It's a very curvy road, and I'm very scared about two buses colliding on that road. And that's just been a continuous issue that Camp Grady Spruce has been working on for years now, but it has come to a head recently, and just wanted to alert the board. As I said, you know, who's responsible when two buses collide on that road, and we have children coming in and out of camp. So that's what I wanted to mention to you guys, ask you to keep that in mind in future, and definitely ask the staff to continue to help us make that go smoothly between us. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. We'll go on to our regular agenda if there are no other public speakers.